from WBUR Boston and NPR. I'm Tom Asbrook, and this is On Point. The NRA plays hardball in American politics when it comes to guns, gun ownership, gun politics. Now, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is creating a new group, Every Town for Gun Safety, that he hopes will be a full counterweight. And he's putting $50 million into the fight this year alone to rally supporters of gun buyer background checks to go after politicians, Republican or Democrat, who don't sign on. This hour on Point, American gun politics and the new push to build a rival to the NRA. You can join us on air or online, where this conversation is always on. Does the NRA need an effective opposing team? Is Michael Bloomberg the guy to help lead it? Join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at onpointradio. Here was Bloomberg himself last week on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie.
What we have to do is convince those in both the parties who are running that this is what the American public wants. And when they get through their primaries and they come to a general election, they're going to have to be right on guns. And we're going to do everything we can, Shannon and I and all the people that we represent, to make sure that we reward those who are protecting lives and make sure that those who are trying to keep people from being protected lose elections.
Vote against background checks, and whatever your party says, the former mayor, this outfit will go after you. They want you to lose. Later in this hour, we'll hear from the executive director of Gun Owners of America about what he thinks of the new group, and from Democratic strategist Steve McMahon on what this may mean for purple state Democrats up for re-election in November. But first, with us today from Austin, Texas, is Shannon Watts, co-founder with Michael Bloomberg of the new group, Every Town for Gun Safety. Shannon Watts was founder right after the Newtown, Connecticut shootings of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, which will be part of the new group. She's a mother of five from Zionsville, Indiana. Shannon Watts, welcome to On Point. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Tom. Thank you.
What do you want?
Well, we want some common sense solutions to the out-of-control gun violence epidemic in this country. And we know things like background checks work if we can get our Congress to act. We've had states act, but we need our Congress to act. And we also want to change the culture of gun violence in America, and that means that American businesses play a role in this too. And so this isn't something that's going to happen overnight. You know, it's a heavy lift. It's going to take a while, but after Newtown, there's no turning back.
You started your own group immediately after the Newtown shootings. Now you've teamed up with former mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg. Why the partnership with Bloomberg?
Well, you know, I think he saw the real effect that our moms were having at the federal and state level. You know, I think that when people saw how outraged mothers were after what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary, that 26 Americans would be slaughtered in the sanctity of an elementary school. You know, it was in many ways, moms have said, like a 9/11. You know, we remember where we were when we heard the news and how we reacted, and it was devastating. And then you learn that it isn't just about mass shootings. It's about the lax laws and the easy, unregulated access to guns that's creating, 86 gun deaths in this country from murder and suicide every day. 8 children and teens are shot and killed every single day. And there's no turning back. And so we had become an unstoppable force in just 12 months after Sandy Hook. And, you know, the mayor and his organization recognized the great work we were doing on the ground and wanted to build on top of our grassroots network. It's the first grassroots network ever in the history of this country working for gun reform and able to go toe-to-toe with the gun lobby.
Shannon Watts, stand by. Co-founder with Michael Bloomberg of this new group, Every Town for Gun Safety. With us as well right now from Washington is Donna Linewan-Leger, reporter for USA Today. She's covered a lot of the long American battle over guns. Donna, welcome to On Point.
Hi, Tom.
Do Shannon and Michael Bloomberg have a shot at creating a full counterweight to the very impressive political power of the NRA?
You know, as Shannon said, realistically, they do have a very heavy lift. You know, almost every time we have a high-profile shooting, I mean, going back to 1980 with the murder of John Lennon, we have seen in this country a surge toward gun control, towards, you know, popular support for movements like Shannon's. And then Americans seem to have, I guess, a short attention span, and that seems to fade away. And then the counterweight to that is that the NRA does have, you know, tremendous political power. They've been around since 1871, and they have amassed a very solid structure for political influence, and they do have a lot of members and a lot of money. In 2012, the NRA spent $11.2 million from their political victory fund on campaigns. And this year, for 2014, they've raised nearly $14 million. And so that is, you know, quite quite a big war chest to fight against.
Shannon, you've got a $50 million war chest for this year alone. All of that, as I understand, coming out of billionaire co-founder Michael Bloomberg's pocket. Can you take that $50 million and counteract the effect of the NRA's money and membership?
Absolutely. First of all, you know, the NRA is in many ways a paper tiger. You know, they have lost the majority of elections they've invested in. They have about a 1% return on their investments in elections. So they are not as effective as they claim to be. What we are going to do is take this investment and, first of all, create more members by expanding our focus on issues. We're not just focusing on background checks. We're looking at domestic violence, child access to guns, suicide prevention, stand your ground, things that affect all Americans. And we're going to add at least 1 million to our membership numbers by the end of 2015, which will give us 2.5 million members. We're also investing in a program called Gun Sense Voter, and we are going to mobilize Americans, particularly moms and women, and get them to vote on this issue for the first time ever. Everyone thinks we need to do something about gun violence, but no one votes on it right now. And we want to make this a major voting issue for women. Right now, women vote on economics, they vote on health care, and abortion. And we want one of those things to be gun violence prevention. And so we're going to get 1 million people out to the polls in the 2014 midterms to vote on this issue. And we're going to do that through good old-fashioned grassroots education, mom-to-mom, American-to-American, between now and November.
You've got a new advisory board for this umbrella group. It's got Republicans and Democrats. Tom Ridge, former Pennsylvania governor, former Homeland Security Secretary under George W. Bush. You got Warren Buffett on here, Michael Mullen, former chairman of the Pentagon's Joint Chiefs of Staff under both President Bush and President Obama. What are you going to do on the ground, Shannon, to make politicians feel or fear that they cannot vote against your agenda the way many appear to have feared that they could not vote against the NRA?
Well, in addition to increasing our membership by focusing on a variety of other issues, in addition to our Gun Sense Voter campaign, we are putting boots on the ground in 18 states. And we are going to, again, it's about grassroots education. It's about getting people educated about how unbelievably lax the laws are at the federal and state level. And much like the fight for marriage equality, we're going to take this fight to the states. And eventually, we believe Congress will fall in line.
Critics say that you've got a billionaire now who's kind of tacked your grassroots operation onto his, you know, sort of billionaire's club. They say, well, look, there's all this criticism out there of the Koch brothers for pouring millions and millions of dollars into American politics. What's the difference? Here comes one man, Michael Bloomberg, with his $50 million just this year. He wraps his arm around your grassroots group, but it's still essentially a billionaire's money drive. What about that critique, Shannon?
Oh, there's a huge difference. The difference is that the very wealthy and well-funded gun lobby is investing dollars to create profits for themselves. Mayor Bloomberg is investing dollars in order to save American lives.
You're calling the gun lobby somehow equivalent to the gun manufacturers and sellers?
Well, absolutely. The gun lobby is working for them. That's who pays them. And ultimately, what the gun lobby wants to do is pass laws that benefit gun manufacturers' profits. That's what this is all about at the end of the day. They don't care if guns are in the hands of domestic abusers, and they want to lower the age of people who can buy guns, you know, to 18 and below. This is all about increasing the sales and marketing of guns.
I want to bring our callers in. Rob in Fairlawn, Ohio. Ron, what do you think?
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
I'm a local gun violence prevention activist. I'm trying to get the gun show removed from our county fairgrounds, and I want to thank the mayor for what he's doing. However, As I understand it, there have been some restrictions on what mayors would and would not do. I was told by a local person working for the organization that they could not take a stance on Stand Your Ground, for example. I've been told that no help would be forthcoming on my effort to close down the gun show. And I just want to encourage the mayor that I hope the next organization will have fewer restrictions in it.
Rob, you're talking about Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which Mayor Bloomberg put together with Boston Mayor Tom Menino. Shannon Watts, speak to our caller from Ohio. What will you and will you not help him do in his locale?
Yeah, absolutely. We are, as I mentioned, expanding our focus way beyond background checks to things like suicide prevention, domestic violence, child access prevention. And in fact, working with mayors recently in Texas, we helped make sure that Travis County would no longer allow gun shows to be held unless they perform background checks on all sales. So we had gun shows leave the convention center because they refused to agree to allow background checks or to enforce background checks at gun shows. And so that is absolutely something that we're focused on.
Rob, there may be help on the way for you here. Others may not see it as help coming. We may see pushback. No doubt we will. Donna, a heavy lift you describe this as. How will you judge this at the end of this year? We've got midterm elections coming up.
Well, you know, I want to go back and mention something that Shannon had talked about, and that is this notion of sort of, you know, the big money behind the NRA, which is indeed true. But there's another aspect to that, and that is that they do have grassroots support. And their grassroots support, they had about 4 million members at the time of the Newtown shootings. In the months following the Newtown shootings, where people were outraged and the president was about to come forth with, about 10 different items that he wanted the Congress to pass regarding gun control, the NRA's membership increased by 1 million.
We'll come back and look at that, Donna. We're up against the clock. This is On Point. We'll be right back. We're talking this hour about the push to build a gun control lobby bigger than the NRA. Michael Bloomberg is in with $50 million to spend this year. There's grassroots as well. They want background checks and more on guns. His co-founder of Every Town for Gun Safety, Shannon Watts, joins us today from Austin, Texas. Donna Lindwan-Legev with USA Today, reporter, is with us as well. Michael Bloomberg, been out there for a while now, pushing against guns. He was co-founder of Mayors Against Illegal Guns in December of 2012. Actors and musicians, including Beyonce and John Hamm and Jennifer Aniston and more, for that group got together to say, let's have gun safety.
The children of Sandy Hook
demand a plan. No more lists of names. It's not too soon.
It's too late.
Now is the time.
Before we all know someone who loved someone on that list.
No more lists.
No more
who they might have been. No more
if we had just done something yesterday. It's time.
We can do better than this.
We can do better than this.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for our leaders to act.
No more lists of the dead. They're very high-profile actors funded by Mayor Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns. But the NRA puts a lot of money out there as well. Last September, an unprecedented recall election in Colorado became the center of a national debate over firearms regulation. When the NRA put $500,000 into recall efforts, this is after Colorado passed some background check law. One of those ads funded by the NRA called for the recall of Colorado Senate President John Morse.
Senate President John Morse is taking Colorado too far and in the wrong direction. Morse is pushing major changes that leave you with less freedom. Morse voted for more taxes, more government in our daily lives. Morse even proposed a gun control bill so radical that even most of his fellow Democrats wouldn't support it. John Morse, too extreme for Colorado. Recall Morse September 10th. Paid for by the National Rifle Association Committee to Restore Coloradans' Rights.
And he was recalled. Michael Bloomberg had money in that race and lost. The NRA put heavy money in as well and won in that circumstance. Shannon Watts, who founded Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America right after the Sandy Hook, Newtown, Connecticut shootings, is with us today from Austin, Texas. Donna Linewine Leger with USA Today is here. With us right now from Springfield, Virginia is Larry Pratt. He's Executive Director of Gun Owners of America Firearms Lobbying Group. Larry Pratt, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me with you.
The NRA is saying no comment about this new group. What do you say to Mayor Bloomberg and Shannon Watt's new effort?
We are not terribly impressed. Similar efforts have taken place in the past, and perhaps the reason that there's not such a grassroots success on the other side of the gun issue is that the other side is trying to take something. They don't have something that's in danger of being taken from them. And so the intensity of the gun owner is understandably much greater because he's got, as it were, skin in the game.
You're saying they want to take guns. They're saying that the other side of the equation means we're taking lives, innocent lives.
Well, that's an abstract notion that doesn't particularly upset gun owners who can protect themselves. It may upset people who have chosen to leave themselves defenseless, but the gun owner has decided to take action in that area and to be able to protect himself, knowing that even on a good moment, the police are going to be at least 5 or 10 minutes away, and all kinds of terrible things can happen and do happen during that time. Best to be able to defend yourself, and best to keep the government, by the way, from knowing who has the guns, which is the purpose of the background check. They don't put people in jail from the background check. Maybe 15 or 16 last year of record. So the whole effort of gun control is pretty transparent to gun owners. They're coming for the guns. It's all something that the elite types think we would be better off if we didn't have those common folks running around with guns. They can't be trusted.
Let me ask you about exactly that. Mayor Bloomberg said on NBC's Today show last week, this is not about gun control. It's about, as you say, background checks. Here's former Mayor Bloomberg.
This is simply making sure that people that everybody agrees should not be allowed to buy a gun, criminals, minors, and people with psychiatric problems, make sure they can't buy guns. If nobody's going to take anybody's gun away, nobody's going to keep you from hunting or target practice or protecting yourself. It's just making sure that a handful of people who we all agree shouldn't have guns don't get the hands on them.
Larry Pratt, are you opposed to background checks that would keep criminals, minors, and people with psychiatric problems from buying guns?
We're opposed to background checks. First of all, they don't keep criminals from getting guns. As I mentioned just a moment ago, they only prosecute a handful of people and convict even fewer, around 15 the last year of record. So it's not a crime-fighting tool. The only thing that can be accomplished with the background check is to build up a list of names. Prohibited by federal law, of course, but then the NSA was doing things that were prohibited by federal law. The IRS was doing things that were prohibited by federal law, and it didn't keep the federal government from doing it anyway. We don't want that information getting into the hands of a government that's out of control, that will misuse the information, as they have already shown in these other instances. So we would be plain foolish to say, oh yes, background checks are benign. They're not benign, and they don't work.
Shannon Watts, what about it? They're not benign, Larry Pratt says, and they don't work. Your partner here with Michael Bloomberg. Why the hard push for background checks? Do you agree that with this characterization, that it's really about knowing who owns guns and that they won't have an impact on bringing down gun violence?
Well, you know, first of all, Larry Pratt has a history of making extremist conspiratorial claims. You know, he really shouldn't have a national platform any more than Ted Nugent should. And he is wrong on background checks. Background checks have been proven to work. They are the only systematic way to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. Right now, an estimated 40% of gun transfers take place between private parties. So, for example, at gun shows or online. And they are not subject to any federal background check, which means 6.6 million guns are transferred this way every single year. And we know that in the 16 states where states go beyond what Washington requires, and they require background checks for private handgun sales, evidence shows that they work. They reduce crime and they save lives. And the idea that somehow we can't trust our government and that we shouldn't have background checks is just not something that Americans agree with at all. More than 90% of Americans agree that we should have background checks, and more than 70% of NRA members believe we should have background checks in this country.
Larry Pratt, 90% for them, 70% of NRA members. Those are pretty big majorities. It's a majority rules country. Why not do it?
Those are big numbers, and they're also not believable numbers. We polled our own members, and hardly any of them supported background checks. We know many NRA members, and they're not on board with this either. Those are polls that who knows how they were made, what the how it was to be conducted, but it's simply not able to pass the laugh test that NRA members or Gun Owners of America members support the idea of a background check. This is something that has been abused by the government, a government that has just in the recent past has shown that it can't be trusted. The NSA, for goodness sakes, listening to every single phone conversation in the country, the IRS targeting groups that it politically disagrees with, this is the conduct that is not to be tolerated, and it certainly we shouldn't be enabling this kind of abuse by giving the government more information about who owns guns.
Larry Pratt, executive.
Tom, can I jump in here?
Yes,
with some
Donna,
numbers?
Please. Yes, please.
So, you know, let's talk about the polls for a second. The polls, Gallup polls pretty regularly on how Americans feel about guns.
Mm-hmm.
And the 90% number that Shannon cited is how Americans feel about background checks on all gun show sales. I mean, more than 90% of Americans surveyed on that particular issue have said, yes, they favor that.
That's from Gallup.
Well, there's
that's
one
from Gallup
that always counts, and that's the one that's held on Election Day.
Yeah, but we're talking surveys, and you were denying these, and here's a straight-up description of the poll itself.
One in Pueblo, a very liberal town, defeated throughout a state senator because this very issue was on the table. And then there have been by-elections since then, one in Florida for the U.S. House of Representatives, a district that was carried twice.
Yeah, we're going to look at elections in more in a minute, but play fair here. You said these weren't real. Donna says it is a Gallup poll with 90%. What else have you got, Donna?
Well, there are all kinds of polls, you know, out there that discuss different levels of support for different things. You can't really lump them all together. So, you know, if Gallup asks a general question about strict gun laws, depending on when they have the poll, people answer differently. So, right after Newtown shooting, nearly 60% of people said they wanted strict gun laws. About a year later, that had dropped.
But what about Larry Pratt's point that when you go to the actual voting booth, those views have very often not won out?
But people vote locally, so different towns vote in different ways. So when you're looking at the United States as a whole, there is very strong support nationwide for particular items on the gun control agenda. One of those is background checks. There is less support for more particular outright bans on something like an assault weapon. So the poll numbers differ depending on what question is being asked and where it's being asked.
Larry Pratt, I want to thank you very much for coming on today. Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Shannon Watts. Donna, please stand by. Steve McMahon joins us now. Democratic strategist, media consultant, was a strategist for Howard Dean's 2004 presidential campaign, has worked on all kinds of campaigns around the country. He's co-founder of Purple Strategies, communications firm in Alexandria, Virginia. Steve McMahon, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.
Former Mayor Bloomberg, is very clear in saying that his group will go after any politician of any party that doesn't line up behind background checks. There have been people who have said, you know, be careful, Mayor Bloomberg. If this is what you want, you could end up tipping the U.S. Senate to the GOP, and in that case, gun control, change in gun law is dead. What do you see here, Steve?
Well, I mean, I think the warnings are probably accurate. If Mayor Bloomberg wants to go after Democrats in red states who have a difficult time with gun control laws generally, then he runs the risk that some of those Democrats will be defeated. But, you know, I don't think that's Mayor Bloomberg's agenda here. I think his agenda is common sense gun control laws And I think his hope is that some of those Democrats who right now maybe are running scared and are intimidated by the NRA will feel a little bit more comfort and a little more willingness to consider both sides of this argument, particularly after things like Newtown. But he's going to provide some cover for Democrats who are casting, in many cases, tough votes as well.
Shannon Watts, is the Bloomberg threat for real? Is your threat for real, that you'll go after any politician of any party who doesn't support you? You'll score them on their voting, and when it comes time for the election, you'll go after them. Will you do that even if it might mean a Republican in that particular seat? Is it really you'll go after anybody? Put the fear of...
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is about creating a country in which we can get Americans to vote for common sense gun reforms. It is a nonpartisan issue. And if you are a Democrat or a Republican who opposes things like background checks, then we will oppose you. And Mayer has made that very, very clear. But at the end of the day, we think we're going to win this because we know that this is what Americans want. And we can be very clear when we rate people and then when we encourage people to go out to the polls and vote, who is for this and who isn't. And again, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, but we know, look at Virginia. I mean, you know, Terry McAuliffe and the lieutenant governor and the attorney general all won in that state by making Virginia's gun laws a campaign issue. And they won because of, not in spite of, their position. And so we think that can happen in every state, no matter what party you're in, because at the end of the day, Americans support gun reform.
If you honestly go after, let's say, Democrats who have trimmed a little bit here, stay close to the line because they're in purple states and they're afraid they can't win if they go for a stronger gun oversight legislation. If you go after them and tip the balance in the U.S. Senate to a Republican majority, what's the long-term impact for your agenda, Shannon?
As I said, this is a marathon, not a sprint, and this is not about saving the political careers of Democrats or Republicans. This is about getting people in place who will vote the right way on guns. And the only way to do that is to make this a nonpartisan issue and to make our point in every single election. And that is what we're going to do. We are not coming down on the sides of Democrat or Republicans. We're coming down in favor of those legislators who have the courage and bravery to do the right thing to protect American citizens. And if they don't, we won't support them.
Scott in Lexington, South Carolina. Scott, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. What's on your mind?
I'm a member of the NRA, and I vote. I've got a gun on my hip right now. I'm carrying legally. I'm licensed to carry, and I carry a gun everywhere that I can legally. And the truth is that gun violence in this country has been decreasing steadily since 1990. We don't need more gun laws. I oppose any new gun law, and I'll vote that way. And this idea of accidental gun deaths by children, the accidental death is at a historic low. We've reduced that. And so some of these statistics being thrown around can be overcome by somebody just going to the FBI website or the CDC website, and you see that kitchen implements are used to murder more people every year than a rifle is. And nobody's talking about licensing people to carry a spatula.
Scott, the NRA has had a lot of political clout for a long time. You're part of that. Michael Bloomberg and Shannon Watts want to appeal to a different sector of society, to moms and more, and say, if you're not comfortable with what we're seeing, join us, vote against those politicians who haven't gone for background checks. Do you think, Scott, that they could flip the political leverage in this country? They could turn it around?
I don't think so, Tom, because take Boston, Massachusetts, where the run's going on, where your show comes out of every year. If you ask people when they shut down Boston looking for the two bombers, would you rather had a gun in your house or depend on the police outside the house to keep you safe? Most people, deep down in their hearts, want a gun in their hand because they know that makes them safer.
Well, I don't want to speak
vote.
For
all. When you go to the voting booth, when you go to the voting booth, I think that's what determines your vote.
Yeah, Scott, we've got the perspective. We've got to take a short break here. We'll come right back. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour about the push to build a gun control lobby bigger than the NRA. Michael Bloomberg is in with $50 million to spend this year. There's grassroots as well. They want background checks and more on guns. Bloomberg's co-founder of Every Town for Gun Safety. She was the founder of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, is Shannon Watts of Indiana. Joins us today from Austin, Texas. Donna Linewan-Leger is with us from USA Today, covering all kinds of gun issues there. Steve McMahon is with us, Democratic strategist. Bloomberg says they won't spare Democrats who don't vote for the agenda that they want. Steve McMahon, I heard you before the break when Shannon was saying we will go after anybody who doesn't line up with our agenda. I heard you saying you don't quite believe it.
No, I believe it. I guess my question is, and I respect Shannon for what she's doing because I think it's absolutely the right thing for Shannon and Mike Bloomberg to be doing. I would say this, though, and I think that the Bloomberg folks, and I'm sure Shannon also, are very sophisticated political operatives, and they understand that there is the individual member, and then there's the leadership, and you mentioned the leadership a moment ago, Tom. Mm-hmm. In the House of Representatives, for instance, no matter what gun control laws might be favored by 90% of America, as long as there's a Republican majority and a Republican speaker and Republican leadership, none of those responsible, reasonable, widely supported pieces of legislation will ever make it to the floor. So, you know, you can go defeat Heidi Heitkamp or a Democrat in a red state, but that doesn't mean you're going to get a Democrat from that red state who's going to be more likely to support you. In fact, you may get a Republican who's going to be less likely to support you. So those are the considerations that have to go into this. I respect what Shannon's doing, what the mayor's doing. You know, 90% of America favors background checks, but until there's a Democratic speaker again, it's never going to go anywhere at the federal level.
But can you sort of put the fear of God or just plain fear into people the way the NRA does if you don't say, damn the torpedoes, as Shannon's saying here, we'll go after anybody who doesn't line up with this policy?
Well, listen, I'm all in favor of a damn the torpedoes strategy as long as it's smart. And I think that providing balance and cover for Democrats who are taking tough votes, you know, Democrats in purple states don't cast these votes easily or without political risk. Democrats in red states don't cast them sometimes at all, but when they do, it's very, very difficult. So getting somebody in there to provide the counterbalance to the NRA, which is already very active, is something that is frankly going to be, you know, you get a lot more, what's the old saying? You get more with honey than you do with
vinegar.
Yeah, vinegar. But it's vinegar we're talking here. Here's a little vinegar. Well, let's just listen to the reality of it, if we may, for one second. Donna, Shannon, Steve, this was May last year, and Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns, now part of Every Town for Gun Safety, they spent $350,000 to air an ad targeting Arkansas Democratic Senator Mark Pryor after he voted against last year's gun control legislation in the U.S. Senate. Here's a little sound from that ad featuring an Arkansas woman named Angela Bradford Barnes who lost a friend to gun violence.
I didn't blame guns. I blamed a system that makes it so terribly easy for criminals or the dangerous mentally ill to buy guns. That's why I was so disappointed when Mark Pryor voted against comprehensive background checks. On that vote, he let us down. Tell Mark Pryor to take another look at background checks, because we're tired of being disappointed.
Shannon Watts, of course, this was the big vote a year ago after Sandy Hook and Newtown, and it went down. Only four Republicans voted for it. President Obama, with that unforgettable Rose Garden press conference afterward, very angry about that. Your partner, Michael Bloomberg's organization, went after Arkansas U.S. Senator Pryor right there. Will you do that again with midterm elections coming up, Shannon, where he could lose?
Absolutely. Again, this is a nonpartisan issue. And, you know, many seem to think that our nation's gun laws were going to change overnight after Sandy Hook. But the reality is we had the same Congress the day before Sandy Hook that we did the day after. And the insidious harm the gun lobby has done is not going to be changed in days or even months. But that is why we're taking this fight to the states. And we believe that we can change laws state by state, city by city, and that Washington will eventually fall in line with what the American people want. And we are making a difference at the state level. You know, just since Sandy Hook, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, and New York have closed the background check loophole. We've had huge wins in Colorado, and despite the recall, which was a blip on the screen, those laws are staying in place. In New York, the SAFE Act has been upheld by a federal judge. And then we're having wins every day that our moms, you know, for the first time, there is a voice opposing the gun lobby in tough states like Oklahoma, where our moms helped defeat a bill that would have allowed guns in school parking lots, or in South Carolina, where our moms helped defeat a bill that would have allowed anyone to carry guns in public without a permit. In Tennessee, we stopped a bill that would have allowed guns in parks. So we are making a huge difference at the state level, and we're going to continue to focus on that, and in the meantime, educate people about where their members of Congress stand until we can get a Congress in place that will vote the right way.
Shannon, this move to bring you under the umbrella, along with mayors and others that Mayor Bloomberg is part of now, clearly very deliberate here. What's the change in message and strategy, maybe in leverage, that this movement gets with a mom's movement? It's sort of like Mothers Against Drunk Driving MAD.
We are modeled on Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And, you know, they were very effective in the 1980s of changing the laws and reducing the amount of drunk driving by 50%, drunk driving deaths. And we believe that by working at the federal, state, and cultural level, American businesses, we can do the same exact thing. This is not about taking away anyone's gun. We are not anti-gun. We are not against the Second Amendment. We are for common sense, simple reforms that will save the lives of Americans. And, you know, by default, moms in this country are in many ways the caretakers of American children. And, you know, the gun lobby has done a good job for 30 years of making people afraid that their guns are going to be taken away. We are afraid our children are going to be taken away. And I believe at the end of the day, that is the emotion that will win this battle.
Steve in Boston, thanks for calling, Steve. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Okay.
I'd just like to know, where's all the outrage? All we have here is some really rich person, like the Koch brothers that everybody's complaining is trying to spend money to sway one thing and the other.
Yep.
Here we have a guy spending $50 million, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's a great thing, it's a great thing. Why don't just people let government work and let, you know, like Congress doesn't get along with the Senate right now, but that's just how it is. So now you can allow Bloomberg to spend $50 million and say, oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, Donna, pick that up. There has been a lot of criticism from Democratic quarters in particular of the Koch brothers and others on the GOP side putting big money in. Here's Michael Bloomberg doing it, and there's criticism from the right. But, A, what about the image, the picture of a billionaire putting big money into another American political push? And, B, what about Michael Bloomberg in particular?
Well, you know, honestly, it's almost a drop in the bucket. I mean, it sounds like a lot of money. But the NRA raises $200 million a year. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it's along the same lines as, you know, what the Koch brothers do. It's all about sort of influence in politics. And, you know, I don't have a particular opinion on it, but I know lots and lots of people do. And so I suppose you could oppose it in the same way that you oppose the Koch brothers. But the bottom line is that's how politics in this country runs. It's most certainly, you know, a money game, and people need to raise money to run these very elaborate elections that we have in this country sort of kind of evolved into. And as Shannon mentioned, it's sort of a you know, kind of a balancing act. They're trying to be a counterweight to basically another big money group.
Steve McMahon, how about it? You're a Democrat. People get outraged over Koch brothers' money. Should they be outraged over Mike Bloomberg's money in here?
Well, I mean, I think the way our democracy is being monetized by billionaires is frankly not the best thing for democracy. But unfortunately, that's what the Supreme Court has led us to. And so you have on the one side the NRA, which raises and spends $200 million a year and has politicians all across the country quaking in their boots in fear. And this is an effort to put some money on the other side so that the conversation is perhaps a little bit more balanced, the fear is a little reduced, so that people hopefully can make judgments that reflect their constituents and their constituencies, their districts and their states. And, you know, 90%, we're not talking about people coming in and taking away everybody's rifles so they can't go hunting or target shooting. We're talking about keeping crazy people and forgive me, mentally unbalanced folks from being able to buy an assault weapon and go into a school and kill 28 kids. That's what we're talking about. And when we're talking about that, we're winning. And when we're talking about, you know, does the government tax too much, or does the government, by the way, those spots in Colorado that you played weren't really about guns. They were about Republicans talking to Republicans about taxes and big government. And what the Democrats too often do is they let the Republicans frame the debate in a manner that makes it difficult to win. When the debate's about 28 kids getting gunned down in a school, it's a pretty easy debate for anybody to win.
Well, it didn't look that easy on the floor of the U.S. Senate last year. Shannon, here's a listener, Steve, who says, I would like Shannon to explain exactly how her proposal for background checks would work and how it can do so without gun registration. Shannon Watts.
Well, you know, it's not my proposal. It's the Manchin-Toomey proposal. And what we know is that a simple...
This is the defeated bill last year, yeah.
Yes. And we know that a simple 90-second background check in no way infringes on anyone's Second Amendment rights. And it makes a difference in saving lives. I mean, look at the facts. In 16 states that require background checks for all commercial gun sales, 38% fewer women are shot to death by intimate partners, 39% fewer cops are killed with guns, and gun suicides occur at half the rate. This is something that works. It's working now, but we need to expand it to online sales and to gun shows. It's that simple.
Justin in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on with Shannon Watts.
Hi, Shannon. How are you doing?
Great.
Great. I just wanted to add that I'm glad that you made a comparison with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, because I think there's a lot of comparison between the alcohol issue and the gun issue. I think they're both issues that don't have... that there is a safety issue that needs to be addressed with both kinds of uses. And I think your group's going to work because Mothers Against Drunk Driving worked. And because 30 years ago, there was an issue with drunk driving that killed a lot of people. I think it was a school bus that got hit by a drunk driver that killed 30 children. And Mothers Against Drunk Driving was born, and it started a revolution that has increased driving safety and increased alcohol use safety. I think your group's going to do the same thing, and the best way to get to that is to focus on the victims of gun violence.
Focus on the victims. Is that the plan, Shannon? Focus on the victims?
We have a lot of victims involved in our organization, moms who have been affected, who have lost family members, and obviously they are very powerful testimonial to how devastating, you know, the daily loss of 86 lives to gun murder and gun suicide are. But it's also just about involving Americans because, you know, we are all being affected, whether we're seeing it on television. But many of us know someone who has been affected, people who have committed suicide or been killed. And so this does touch all of us. And what we're saying is please don't wait until you've been directly affected to get involved. We cannot wait for that. This is happening so close to home now. We have a gun murder rate 20 times that of any other developed country in the world. And we all have a responsibility to act now. We can no longer be silent.
Steve McMahon, you're our political guy. What about the formulation that we just heard there from Arizona? Mothers Against Drunk Driving worked, so this push on gun safety will work. Every town for gun safety will work. Do you buy that, Steve?
Well, I think coming from the ground up at the grassroots level is absolutely the right thing to do. And one of the reasons Mothers Against Drunk Driving was so successful is because that's the way they did it. They organized local chapters. They applied local pressure. You know, it's no secret that politicians who are elected by a few thousand people are far more susceptible to a few hundred phone calls than somebody who's elected in a congressional district with 650,000 or a senator who represents millions. So there's no question that focusing on the victims, focusing at the grassroots, going at places where you're strong and having some success, and then moving that success across the country is a great way to go. It was the model for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and if that's the model here, the likelihood of being successful is far greater.
Tim in Providence, Rhode Island. Tim, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Hi, everyone. I'll make it very short. First, it's unfortunate that the Supreme Court has ruled that basically money is speech.
Yeah.
And as such, I think there's no choice but for other groups and other people like Bloomberg to fight back. It's unfortunate that so much money is being wielded by so few people. It's bad for democracy. But it's funny how the NRA... it's very sensitive when someone fights back. As was stated, NRA raises $200 million a year, and it's basically our only choice with an incredibly flawed system to fight back with money.
If money is speech, then you better raise the money. Tim, I appreciate your call. Shannon Watts, you stood up right away after Sandy Hook, the Newtown shootings, and got involved here. And I have read... I think from the Indianapolis Star interview that you did, maybe USA Today as well, you saying that right away you began to get death threats. If not daily, then weekly, that they started within the first week of you getting involved in this. What's the range of reaction you've had, and what about the death threats, Shannon?
Well, first of all, you know, the majority of gun owners in this country are responsible, and many of our mothers are gun owners. But there is a very, very vocal minority that believes that bullying and name-calling and threatening is going to somehow stop moms from speaking out, and it's absolutely not going to happen. I'm emboldened every time it happens, and, you know, we have to speak out against this. We have to stand up to the bullies, and, you know, four of our moms had lunch in Dallas last year, and they were just talking about membership, and they looked out the window, and 40 people showed up pulling long guns out of their trunks of their cars and stood there to intimidate them for over 2 hours. So that's what we're up against. And we realize when that happens that we've been silent for too long. We've allowed this vocal minority to start shaping our laws and our policies. And what it's gotten is the highest epidemic of gun violence of any developed country in the world. And we are now involved and we are engaged and we are not turning back.
Donna, we just got a few seconds here. How are you going to judge the success of Every Town for Gun Safety? What will your measure be this year, Donna?
Well, you know, I think that the gun issue is far more complicated than the driving drunk issue, and that's because we have the Constitution involved and we have the Supreme Court. So the challenge, you know, working from the grassroots is a different approach, and if laws change locally, then they will also face Supreme Court challenges. And, you know, it remains to be seen if progress can be made in something that is so absolutely complex.
Everybody's going to be watching very closely in the midterms this year and beyond. Donna Linewan-Legere with USA Today, thanks for joining us. Steve McMahon with Purple Strategies, thanks for joining us. And Shannon Watts, co-founder with Michael Bloomberg of Every Town for Gun Safety. Shannon, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Listeners, thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.